Let's go to the Word, and I cut into my preaching time. Here we go. Let's go. Come on. We got to fly. In a little series called It Be Hot, looking at the holiness of God today. And we started out last week looking at the king that Isaiah the prophet was talking about in this verse. He says, in the year, say it with me, that King Uzziah died. How many were here last week and know he's dead now? Oh yeah, he's dead. All right. He reigned for 52 years, and I can't go back and preach a message. He was a great king for the most part, but towards the end, he got full of himself. He took an offering of incense. He went into to the place where he shouldn't go, where only the priest could go. He tried to make an offering. They said, don't do it, fool. He did it anyway. Got leprosy. You just don't trample on the holy things of God. He is holy. Period. Amen? Say. It's the way it is. And so the king is dead now. The prophet Isaiah says, I saw the Lord. It was the year King Uzziah died because Israel was in upheaval because that guy had been king for 52 years. How, you know, and a guy got struck by leprosy and they don't have a king. Is his son's going to take over? But it's just like a mess. And now he's dead. He said it was that year. Y'all remember that year? Have you had them years before? They talk about the Depression. And, you know, in World War II and, you know, 9/11. You know those things that sort of stick out in my mind, in our mind, historically speaking? Well, this was one of them. It was that year the king died. I saw the Lord. Isaiah the prophet says, sitting upon a throne, he was high and he was lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Isaiah says, I saw the Lord, and something happened to him. And I'd like it to happen to us. Come on. Lord, it means, the word is Adonai, sovereign one. It's his title. I saw the Lord. I saw the sovereign one. Also, the word is Yahweh. It's the sacred name of God. I saw the Lord. That's why we're not to use the Lord's name in vain. That's why there's a command. Which one is it? Somebody tell me. Don't take the name of the Lord your God in vain. 3, if you get the Ten Commandments on video, you can do it. Know them all the time. Amen? Don't take God's name in vain. VV. Looks like 3, 2 V's right there. Don't do that, Clark. Amen? He's sovereign. He's holy. Let's read a few verses. Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Isaiah saw the real king. All the guy had been king for 52 years, and most of it was good reign. Towards the end, he got full of himself. But the point is, now he sees the real king. He sees the face of God in some kind of encounter that he had with God. He sees the face of God. Let's look at that for a little bit, the face of God. And we're going to scoot through some of these scriptures. Moses, in Exodus 33, and he said, I beseech thee, show me your glory. And God said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass while my glory passes by, God talking to Moses, that I'll put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. That's weird scriptures, isn't it? Just telling us the glory of God, the holiness of God is incredible. Something else about the face of God that I saw in scripture. The face of God, the glory of God, the holiness of God is a thing of blessing. Number 6. The Lord bless you and keep thee. Say this part with me. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his what? Countenance upon you and give you peace. Isaiah says, I saw the Lord. I was blessed. Something happened to me. And Isaiah was already a great prophet of God, a great man of God. But when you get it, you can be great. I'm talking about you can be right with God. But boy, when you get a glimpse of God and the holiness of God, and God touches your heart, man, you feel like you're just dirty. Even though you were supposedly clean. And that's how Isaiah is going to feel here in a little bit. The face of God speaks of promise as well. But beloved, now we the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall what? Appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. One day we're going to see him. It's a promise that we have, that we too. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall what? See God. I'm not saying, and most likely you're not going to have an encounter like Isaiah said, had. I saw the Lord, you know. Probably not. That's why we have the Word of God. But the point is that how do you see God? You look for His coming again. You're going to see Him one day. How do you see God? Have a pure heart. Be pure in heart. You want God to speak to you and you want God to reveal Himself to you. Has a lot to do with you. How you look at His holiness. God's face in the book of Revelation, say this with me, is as the sun that shines in its strength. If you want for me to tell you what the face of God looks like, the best I can do in the Bible is to tell you to go outside on the hottest day in the summer from about 10 to 2 and stare at the sun. The holiness. When you're feeling all big for your britches, God, I can't believe you're picking on me. Why don't you go just see if you can look at him in the face? Why don't you be a man and tell him that to his face? Say. Come on. Say. That's what the Bible says. That is the face of God. Not that the actual Son is the face of God, but he's trying to try to tell you in the Word of God, the best I can do to tell you what my face is like, go out and look at the sun that shines in his strength. And now you're getting a little glimpse of what I look like. That helps me. It gives me my place. Amen? And it lets me also know I have an incredible holy God. Amen? Feel like you can't make it sometimes? Feel like, man, what am I going to do? Hey, go out sometime and just go real quick. I believe I can make it. Amen? He's incredible. Revelation, where this scripture and this thought comes from. I'm the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou see, write in a book, sent to the seven churches, which are in Asia, in Ephesus, unto Smyrna, to Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, unto Laodicea. Verse 16, he had in his right hand, this is Jesus Christ. God is Jesus. Jesus is God. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. Say it with me. And his countenance was as the sun that shines in his... And when is that? That's from 10 till 2. Every day. And that's how John described it as he was writing the book of Revelation. And what happened? And when I what? Saw him, I fell at his feet as what? Not good buddy. The man upstairs. Huh? I saw him. Fell down dead at his feet. That's a holy God. Amen? Y'all listening? Y'all okay? And he laid his right hand on me and said, fear not. Ooh, that must have been nice. I'm the first and the last. I'm he that lives. I was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. I have the keys of hell and death. That's why all other religions won't work for you. All of them going to lead you down to hell. Because only Jesus has the keys. Amen. I've got the keys. I defeated death, hell, and the grave. I died on a cross. I rose from the dead. I have the keys. That's why you got to put your trust in Him. Seems narrow-minded, doesn't it? Well, try to take that little fake key they send you in the mail. You want a car. You got a little key. Come up and try the car. Have y'all ever got some of that junk in the mail? Say, get a little key, go up to grand opening, you're going to see if that little thing will run the Toyota. Why don't you take that key up there and when it don't run, you just pitch a fit and say, well, it's supposed to run. They'll go, get off my property. It don't run. And that's what's going to happen to a lot of folk when they think they put their faith in Christ and they haven't. I did this, I did that, I did the other. He said, get thee behind me, get away from me. I never knew you. The holiness of God. It is His way or the highway. When you are holy God, you can call the shots. Amen? Let's keep looking. Now we're going to fly, Rods. I get off too much. Above it stood the seraphims. I saw the Lord, His train filled the temple. Above His throne stood seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain He covered His face. With twain He covered His feet. With twain he did fly, the angels. The angelic beings covered their face and their feet. Guess why? Because God is God and they are not. We don't worship angels. Angels are not God. God is God. Amen? Okay? God is God. Even the angels have to cover their face and cover their feet and because God is so awesome. He's a holy God. They're in the holy presence of God. Keep going. Exodus, another little side scripture. The angel of the Lord appeared unto Moses in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I'm going to now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. He said, here am I. And he said, draw not hither. Put off your shoes from off your feet. Because the place you stand is what? Holy ground. Moses, you and I probably ain't never going to be like a Moses, okay? He did it, you do it. We probably ain't going to be no angel, you ain't. They did it, you do it. He's a holy God. Are y'all getting a little of the message this morning? I know I'm running. The holiness of God. And one of these angels cried unto another and say it with me. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Now this is a very interesting and very important part of the message. Say that with me. Holy, holy, holy. One more time. Holy, holy, holy. Move it. This is all about emphasis. Okay? In English, we emphasize differently. In the Word of God, in Hebrew, Greek especially, they use emphasis. Holy, holy, holy. How do we emphasize in our language or if we're writing? Here's how we do it. Holy, exclamation point. Holy, bold. Holy, underline it. Holy, put it in quotes. Holy, capitalize it. Holy. Italicize it. He's having help me up here. Amen? That's how we do it. So when you see that in the Bible, holy, 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 it's been elevated to a whole different level. God does that on purpose. He wants you to know and me to know. I'm a holy God. Pop that back before I miss something. In the Bible, only one attribute of God is elevated to the third degree. Say that with me. You need to know this. You can learn something at church, believe it or not. In the Bible, only one attribute of God is elevated to the what level? Did y'all get that? Should y'all ever forget that? You should never forget it. There's one thing about God that's been elevated to the third level. Somebody take a wild guess what it is. It's His what? Holiness. You'll never see in the Bible this. Pop it up. You'll never see. God is love, love, love. They cried out, love, love, love. No, they didn't. They cried out, mercy, mercy, mercy. No, they didn't. They cried out, wrath, wrath, wrath. No, they didn't. What did they cry out? Amen. See, and we screw up sometimes in our theology. How could a God of love let somebody go to hell? You ever heard that? Yes or no? Because He is holy, holy, holy. Contrary to public opinion, He really doesn't give a rip what you think. He's God. He's holy. You're man, woman, you're sinner, preacher, sinner. We're screwed up. He ain't. Amen? He don't need you and me telling Him how His theology ought to be. When He sent His one and only Son to die on the cross so that you could live forever, and all you have to do is believe, not give one dime, not do anything. You just come to Him and go, Lord! Isn't that what Saul did on the road to Damascus? Is that what he said? Say, Lord! You do that and mean it in your heart and He'll save you. But arguing with Him, trying to fix theology, trying to fix out why this happens or why 9/11 happened or why do wars happen or why does it... You know why it happens? Because there's evil, stinking evil people on this planet. Amen? And one day we're going to be delivered from this stinking evil place. And we're going to live with Him forever. And we're going to go, wow, I mean, I loved it and everything, but wow, wow, how great is this? Wow! There was a lot of mess going on down there. Amen? Okay. After this manner prayed, Jesus says, Our Father which art in heaven, say that with me, hallowed or what? Holy, holy, holy is your name. That's how you pray. And the post of the, when they said this, holy, 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 the post of the doors moved at the voice of him that cried, the house was filled with smoke. When God shows up, things shake. Can you say that with me? When God shows up, things shake. And that's what happened there. Our God's a consuming fire, the Bible says. It's hot. Y'all hot right now? A little bit. Here we go. Keep going. What was Isaiah's response? And we're going to finish this message. Isaiah's response to the holiness of God. Holy, holy, holy. The place is shaking, filled with smoke. What did he say? Say it with me. Woe is Fred. No. Woe is who? Isn't it funny? When you're holier now, you're looking at what Fred's problems are. When he's holy and you ain't, you start looking how unholy you are. Amen? I am undone. Now, this was a prophet of God. This is a man of God. This is a man you would probably go, wow, I can't believe how close you are to God. He says, man, when I saw God, I was so far off, it won't even funny. Woe is me, I am undone. And specifically, I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. My eyes have seen the King. Not that dead guy. The Lord of hosts. Amen? Say it with me. Woe is me. Prophets in the Old Testament especially would pronounce blessings and judgments from God. That was their job. God would tell them, go pronounce a blessing, go pronounce a curse or a judgment. And so when he saw the Lord, now if it had been me, I'd have saw the Lord and I'd have said, now bless myself. So much of the church is that way today. Lord, how you can bless me, how you can give me more money, how you can do me this way, and how you can do me that way, and how you can do me all this and all that. But the prophet of God, when he saw God, he didn't talk about no blessing on himself. You know what he did? Look at it. He pronounced a what on himself? A judgment on himself. Boy, that's a good thing. He called down a curse from God on himself. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing when you see in your life something that is screwed up, that is wrong, it is not right. Instead of trying to rationalize it or blame it on God and change your theology and all that kind of mess, the best thing you could do is say, you know what? I am wrong! Look at me! I'm pathetic! That's a good thing. You're holy. You can fix me! Isn't that good stuff? I'm undone! Reminds me of this little critter coming up. The word means to come apart. Undone means I am unraveling. I am disintegrating. That's what the word means. It reminds me of a little fellow. I'm going to see him here in a minute. Integrity comes from the opposite word. It means to have your life together in a wholesome way. And so Isaiah said, I am undone when I see you. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Remember little old Humpty Dumpty, amen? That's what happens when you get a glimpse of the holiness of God. When you start reading His Word, when you say, my thoughts, my ways are not your ways, my ways are not the right ways, your book is the right way. And so when you start thinking like that and seeing God in His Word, all of a sudden you'll start to go, my gosh, my life is not together. My life has problems. Your way is the opposite way I've been living. I want to do it your way. And God goes, that's good. Amen? Y'all listening this morning? We better quit, Raj. Isaiah was definitely a person of integrity, but when he got a glimpse of God, his self-esteem was what? What slide are we on? We better quit. Amen. There's just a little bit of a close left to the message. But the point is, what happened? Can you see what he said? Look at that other scripture. There's one other scripture. You already cut it off. That last scripture, there was another one in there. What he said. Here we go. Then flew one of the seraphims into me, having a live coal in his hand. He took it with the four tongs off the altar. He laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched my lips. Thine iniquity is taken away and thy sin is purged. Isaiah obviously had a problem with his mouth like most preachers do. Generally, I don't get in any trouble except my mouth. You ought to have this mouth at home with my wife. That is a problem. This mouth on Sunday does all right. This mouth at home, not good. His sin was gone. He confessed it to God. And that be what? Cool. The holiness of God is hot. But buddy, when you confess to Him and your sin is forgiven, wow. How good does that feel? Say. You know, don't you? Here's what's cool about seeing God's holiness. And we're going to finish with this verse. This is it, Raj. I heard the voice of the Lord saying to me, whom shall I send? Who shall go for us? Who shall do my will on this earth? Who shall go and tell others about me? Who shall proclaim my word? And Isaiah said, here am I. Send me. Folks, a lot of us, me included, we get the cart before the horse. We want to serve God. We want to come out the gate. That's why we don't do a 180. We do a 360 because we do it in our own strength and we're right back where we started. Serving God is doing it His way. And that's why it's got to be the opposite of your way. And that's why it's a 180. And you're going in a different direction. Isaiah had his sin purged. He saw the holiness of God. And then he could really serve God because now he was cleansed. Does that make sense? What is it in your life that God is putting His finger on? That's why I pray here at church often in my opening prayers. Holy Spirit, put your red hot finger on something in my life or your life. Because I want that. Amen. I want to change. I want to be better for Him. And that means I'll be better for Joy, right? And Mitch and Elise and for you guys. Praise God. I could go on all day. Let's thank Him for His word this morning. Can we do that? Praise the Lord for your word. Thank you, Lord. Incredible word. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, Lord.